he's making $16,000 a year now as a safety director, so, but that'll be about $20,000 or $21,000 job, that supervisor. Then he can live here, see, and that's what she wants to do, fix his home up, you know, and she can live here and he can travel from here just as good as he can a doctor. And she'd be home, and of course it's in my will, this is her, and when I die, my all, this is her, and of course my daughter's home is right there, that's my oldest daughter. I give her that piece of land, and she built that home there, and she married
down here.
And my oldest son's on this corner. I had all this land in here, and I give them a piece of land, and they built on it, see? She built on that. Well, she had a husband, she married a husband, and he made good money. He's still working at the mill, but he was an alcoholic. And he'd come home, and they'd have a time. And finally, she left him. And she was married twice. The fellow she married from, they couldn't get along, and she divorced him, and then she married him. And he's still an alcoholic. And he got married again. He lives over there in another place on the other side, and he married again, and boy, then and his wife have a time. And he gets drunk, still gets drunk. And he's crazy when he gets drunk, but you know, he's a good fellow when he's sober. And he's a good mechanic. He works out here at the mill, been out there for nearly 30 years.
Just too bad.
But alcohol, and he made good money, and he just, when he gets drunk, you give it away. And he's kind of a rowdy fellow when he gets drunk. But he does it good hard as he be when he's sober. So she just told him she couldn't stand it any longer. Well, she's the bookkeeper up here in the bag mill, you know, them up there.
This was all your land before they built that house? Farm it?
Well, I used to garden right back there, and me and my wife run a garden back there after the store. We used to raise all, one evening back here, I just picked 50 cantaloupes at one time. And then these foot tubs, she picked 14 of them full of tomatoes one evening. And corn and peas and beans, we just have. And she'd sell $7 or $8 worth out there and canned stuff and put it up and give it away.
Yeah.
And my son, he was out here on the road, and the twins, he got a set of twins, a boy and a girl. And they had a fence, and that boy got out of the fence and crawled out on that main highway, and he's just a little fella. And along come a pupwood truck, and he had to go in the ditch to keep from running over there. Mark graduated. Now he's working to, nearly going to college, I think, this year. Just graduated last year. And he came to me then and told me back here it was marsh. I was about 50 foot there in the marsh. And he wanted that piece of land to build on. I says, I'd be glad for you to have it. I says, but how in the world are you going to fill it in? I said, it'd take a fortune to fill it in and probably a lifetime. And he told me, he said, you let me worry about that. I said, well, so I give him a 170-foot by 160-foot down there.
And here?
And he fooled me about to fill him in. There was a fella had a little dredge. And he dredged him a canal up by the place there. I think it's about 25 foot wide and 10 foot deep, and he piled up dirt higher than this house. And they just took and spread it there and built the marsh up. And he built his house there. And I was there, he put his foundation.